From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexia reporting. Hurricane Maria making landfall today in Puerto Rico as a powerful Category 4 storm that forecasters describe as potentially catastrophic. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Maria had maximum sustained winds of about 250 kilometers an hour in the morning, and that heavy rain would cause life-threatening flash floods and landslides. Yanido Valentin is a Guayama resident in Puerto Rico.
It is going to take the little we have. You know how that is. I am very worried because it is going to leave me without my home. It is sad to have it and then to lose everything.
Also under threat, the U.S. Virgin Islands, as the backside of the storm slowly moves across St. Croix as it did so overnight. The center of the hurricane expected to cross over Puerto Rico and back into open water later today, with the storm bringing hurricane conditions to the Dominican Republic by early Thursday. The Puerto Rican governor, Ricardo Arcelli, said major damage is inevitable in the U.S. territory and that officials had set up some 500 shelters with more than 10,000 people sheltering inside. At least 217 people, including more than 20 schoolchildren, are known dead following a 7.1 magnitude earthquake that jolted central Mexico City, toppling buildings in Mexico City. It was the second major quake to strike the country this month following an 8.1 magnitude tremor. Maria Elena Vargas is a local resident of the city. She says, now I hope that the state government, the federal government, will help us because the block is destroyed. They just don't want to have them come in here and say, we will support you, we will help you, you are not alone, and it's a lie. This is VOA News.